We're back on the News Hour. It's another edition of Clergy Corner on this Friday. We're talking with Jeremiah Sander, our guest today. He is an associate pastor at Stratford Park Bible Chapel in Champaign, over there on Kirby Avenue.
Correct.
Not next to the County Market and McDonald's over there.
Almost, yes.
Almost to Kirby and Duncan. Stratford exactly. Park. Good to see you. Thank you for being here.
No problem. My pleasure.
You came here. You are a transplant from Nebraska.
Nebraska, yes.
Is there as much corn there as there is here, or is it more wheat?
Corn, definitely, yes.
Yeah, we have more soy, but right. I assume that if you're from Nebraska, now we say that's Big Ten country.
Yes.
Does that mean you're a Husker fan?
I am a Husker fan. I cheer for the Illini until they play the Huskers, so.
Well, then you'll have somebody to root for either way when the Huskers come to town for football in the fall.
Yes, my entire family comes out for that game, so.
Have you ever met anybody in Nebraska that's not a Husker fan that says, I don't really care about sports or football?
I mean, there's a few who get annoyed by all the hype, but for the most part, yeah. If you live in Nebraska, you are a Nebraska fan. Or if you were born in Nebraska, you are a Nebraska fan. So
I assume then coming to Illinois, things might seem a little tamer.
Right.
I know there's people passionate about sports around here, but I think there's a little more people that may say I have other things to do.
And there's more diversity of who you cheer for because, you know, there's more colleges in Illinois than just the university. So.
Absolutely. Jeremiah Sander is with us, associate pastor at Stratford Park Bible Chapel. A little bit about your church, the background on it.
All right. So originally it was founded as a Plymouth Brethren church, which now it still has some of those roots. I had never heard of the Plymouth Brethren when I was hired in 2011. There's a few distinctives with that. One of them is the church polity. It's actually run by a group of elders, and they don't make a distinction between the elders. They don't use terms like senior pastor necessarily. Although, you know, there's a elder who's been there for over 20 years, and he kind of plays that role. And I came on in 2011 to kind of help him out, so I play more of a role of associate pastor. But I don't have any more authority than any of the other elders do. So there's 8 elders who kind of lead the congregation. So that's one of the distinctions. Another one is every week we have a communion service where everyone comes and has the ability to share or request a hymn. And then we end by sharing communion. And that's our first hour. And then we have Sunday school after that. And then we have the preaching service. So if you're a dedicated member at Stratford, you attend church for 3 hours every Sunday.
Would you say most people do that, or are they more selective in their attendance?
Yeah, it's probably about 50% of the people probably go to all 3 services, and then, you know, the other half mainly go to the preaching service.
So how does a guy born and raised in Nebraska decide to come to East Central Illinois?
Well, I went to college in Chicago area, and then I went back to Nebraska, and I liked the Chicago area. So when I went to seminary, I went back to the Chicago area. I went to Trinity, which is in Deerfield, Illinois, north suburb of Chicago. And then after that, just was looking for a church that my wife and I could you know, be at. And my wife had gotten her master's in library science and wanted to work in a university. So when the opportunity came at Stratford Park, it was a natural fit because my wife was able to then get on at the university, and she's been there for 8 years as well. So
we're talking with Jeremiah Sander from Stratford Park Bible Chapel. Is if you had many of these moments, I've heard it said, I didn't learn that in seminary.
Right.
You know, are there things that being in as a pastor now that you thought, well, I cannot learn that other than by being in this as, you know, doing the face-to-face, feet-on-the-ground type of work?
Well, I think just dealing with people, you never know what to expect. When people come in your office, you know, in tears and really dealing with serious issues, you can't teach how to deal with that in a class. You just kind of have to take where God leads you and have compassion and listen and hope that you can, you know, speak some truth and comfort into people's lives. But there's no way you can be taught how to do that in a seminary class.
People will come in, as you said, with serious issues. They're dealing with tragedies or serious conflicts or extreme anxiety or fearful situations. Is that something you can sort of let go of ever, or do you kind of carry that home?
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, if you really care for people, you're going to be thinking about that throughout the rest of the day, even the week, and it does impact your home life. But you've got to be able to leave it at work to a certain extent so you can come home and be joyful and happy for your kids. And my wife is always clear to say, hey, we shouldn't be talking about that around the kids. So, yeah, it's difficult, but you do have to leave it at work at times, although it obviously spills over inevitably. So,
Jeremiah Sander with us. How did you get into being a pastor? What inspired you?
Well, when I was in high school, I started volunteering at a Christian camp and working with youth. So when I graduated, I decided I wanted to continue working with youth. And so I went to school to be a youth pastor. I was a youth pastor for about 8 years or 7 years, and then decided I was getting older and I still love youth, but wanted to work with adults as well. So that was kind of the path I took. It was originally youth ministry that got me into the role of working with the congregation. And
what's an aspect that you really enjoy? Is it that pastoral care that you talked about, meeting with people one-on-one? Is it the preaching, doing radio interviews?
Right. Well, this is my, I don't know, first maybe second radio interview. So no, that's not my expertise. I would say, yeah, the caring. I do a lot of the visitation at the hospitals and things like that, just really being there for people when they're grieving and going through trials. I also really enjoy preaching. I love the Word of God, and so I love explaining it to people. And yeah, I like being up on stage and presenting people with the truth of God's Word.
When people ask you about it, what do you tell people about Stratford Park Bible Chapel?
I'd say if you want to know the Word of God, Stratford Park is the place to come. You know, our Sunday school classes always have a class focused exactly on a book of the Bible, and our sermons are usually expositional, which means we go through a particular passage. They're not usually topical, although right now we're doing a topical series on suffering. So, yeah, if you are interested in the Word of God, you want to know more about it, Stratford Park is the place to be.
Jeremiah Sander from Stratford Park Bible Chapel, appreciate your time very much here in Clergy Corner.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. Local news is next.